Blog Talk Radio.
Finesse, hit her with the intro, baby.
Street Talk Radio, man. Monday to Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Shout out to the host, Bull, my man T Row. Well, what's poppin', baby? Yeah. You already went first, by the way.
Got my co-host Juel the G from the left coast. I got my man down here in the south, T-Row from Dallas, as my man Finesse would say. And I'm your host, L Boogie, the Streets is Talking Sports Talk Show with a Twist of Hip Hop. Sponsored by The Streets is Talking and Grand Canyon University. We thank you.
Them low.
Bro, where do we start tonight? It's so much on the marquee. It's hot.
Ooh-wee. What a weekend, man. Did you enjoy the weekend this weekend, L Boogie? I know it was a lot happening, NCAA, the NFL. Of course, we had the fight. I mean, it was just so much going on this weekend, man. And I must say, I was not disappointed this weekend. Well, for one game late last night, you know, Seattle, San Fran. But we'll get to that later. But, you know, as far as everything else, man, what a weekend. Were you impressed by the weekend? Did you like this weekend, man? It was a big one.
I loved it. I got down to Vegas. I saw the, you know, what was going on, and it was frenzy. The streets was talking, it was buzzing, it was frenzy, bro. And you know, I gave you the 411 in the report yesterday when I flew back in town, and we sat down and, you know what I'm saying, we watched some of the games, dissected some things for the show, and, you know, I was not disappointed. And why not? Let's talk about the fight first.
Oh.
The money team.
Ha, ha, ha. TLT.
Wins, again, not by unanimous decision, but by majority decision. One judge had to score a tie at 114. Was that fair or foul? I mean, you tell me, bro, what's your opinion about the decision?
Man, you know what, L Boogie? I'm glad you started on the fight first. Because, you know, I must say that it really wasn't anything different than what we've seen before. And for a judge to actually give it a 114 apiece, I don't understand what's going on. Because the other cards was a 116, 111. One was, yeah, the other one was like 117, 110 or something like that. Yeah. And so how do you see the fight even? Mr. Judge, I mean, come on, man. It's amazing that the whole 12 rounds, Floyd was doing his thing like the normal Floyd. And, I mean, did you really honestly think that Canelo won a round? I mean, I didn't see it. But, you know, benefit of the doubt to the judge who's sitting right there and can see what's going on. I just I just don't understand, but I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt. But this is what it's looking like to me, L Boogie. I'm going to say it's a foul because I don't know what the judge was looking at, but, man, it's going to come down. If Floyd keeps taking these decisions, it's going to come down to the judge, and he's going to have a judge leave it in his hands. And once that happens, this loss just might come about because we can't have judges calling a fight that's just so one-sided even. And, you know, if we leave it into the judge's hands, anything can happen, a.k.a. Tim Bradley, Manny Pacquiao. So, I mean, it's getting tough, man, and we're seeing it. People don't like Floyd having that zero behind on the loss column. You know what I mean? And I don't know what the judge was looking at, but I think I'm going to say it's a foul, man. It's no way in hell that can be fair. What's your thoughts? Is that fair or is that foul that he called it even to make it a majority decision?
It's blasphemy. Reason being, we all saw the fight. You know, no racial situation. The streets is talking, but, you know, there's a lot of, you know, people there for the, you know, representing their culture, which was the Mexican culture, represented to the fullest. I was in the building. You didn't hear them stand up during any of those rounds, maybe, where you thought that he had a shot at hurting Mayweather or, you know, oh, they're standing up, or they have a chance. And you know me. Look at their faces. And transitioning to the next question, Ro, let me bounce this back off to you. Canelo, 42-0, he's 23 years old. He's has a heart of a lion. He's up and coming. This might be one of the fights that Floyd gets pushed. They said the same thing about the Ghost guy. So my thing, I'm asking you this: is Floyd that great, or is Canelo wasn't what we thought he was, or a combination of both? I mean, what do you think?
I'm gonna say this: Canelo is the fighter that, you know, for many of those who don't follow boxing and don't know Canelo, they might not know too much about the guy, but he wasn't 42-0 for nothing. The dude got good hands, and he's a great fighter. It's just unfortunate that he had to take this fight against Floyd Money Mayweather. And Floyd, even though his age is 36, when he's in the ring, man, he don't look 36 years old. The guy looked like a fresh 20, a mid-20s guy that just knows how to box. And when you got a guy who's that talented, man, that keeps telling us over and over and over, 45 times over again, that he's just that good, we better start paying attention to what the guy is saying, man, because I really don't see anybody beating this guy anytime soon. The next fight he needs to schedule, it's got to be Pacquiao, man, because nobody really knows who's in these weight classes that Floyd is fighting in because, you know, Canelo Alvarez, nobody really knew about unless you followed boxing. And it's just that, you know, it's very ironic that the guy made $41 million, you know, just before the fight even started, you know what I mean? And then, you know, the next one is just even bigger. So if he schedules Pacquiao, you know, he can make 50, 60, who knows, $80 million just on the next fight alone if that was to happen. And so, you know, man, Canelo is a good fighter. He's a great fighter, as a matter of fact. And you'll see that now that you know him. You know, once he fights these other guys, he's going to really look impressive against the other guys. It's just that Floyd is just that talented to where his competitors don't look like they match up to him. And it's just God's gift to him, man. And the next fight has to be Pacquiao, man. So do you think Canelo was a bum fighter, or do you think that he was exploited by Floyd, or do you think he's just going to fall south from here, you know, instead of one loss and start building up these losses?
When I look at Canelo Alvarez, I look at him and I see his build, and I see a bully. I see a George Foreman in the welterweight. I don't see boxing, really. And that lets you know that Sugar Shane needs to retire, and I hope he did. Because he made Sugar Shane look a mess, which Sugar Shane has become, MBG, nothing but garbage. And with him doing that, and him coming to the ring, I didn't see any combinations, nothing like that. That lets you know that Floyd Money Mayweather is very talented. Is he the greatest? I'm opposing that question to the bar tonight, and I'm saying this. Yes, we saw a little of Muhammad Ali in his later years. We saw Mike Tyson was the greatest, but he got knocked at a young age. He was probably in his prime. We thought Roy Jones Jr. would never get beat. We saw, man, we saw him fighting chickens. Fighting roosters. We thought Roy wearing the team Jordans. He had his own boxing shoe.
Right.
And he got beat. We see a 36-year-old man taking on the best contender. Is he the best that we've ever seen? That's the question of the night. Pose that to the callers. Is Floyd Money Mayweather the greatest of all time? Pound for pound. Now, you can sit there. I know you say, oh, Sugar Ray Leonard and Marvelous Marvin Hagler, Muhammad Ali. Yes. But they have a blemish on their record. And you can sit there and say he's ducking and dodging, but with CBS and Showtime, he has to fight the best to get the money. So now it's come back. People have paid $75 on pay-per-view. People have spent a lot of money to go see this. And you can say it was a great fight, but it was dominated by the money team. People will not show up in volumes like they did against Canelo, against Alvarez, unless he fights Manny Pacquiao. It's back to that. You can go get Tim Bradley. You can go get Garcia, who fought in the fight before, and you know if he gets in the ring with Money Mayweather, they're gonna throw in the white towel.
No mercy.
So it'd be a great fight between the two fathers. That might be more entertaining than watching Garcia and Mayweather.
And the Mexican would still get knocked out.
The Streets is Talking Sports Talk Show with a Twist of Hip Hop. 347-855-8896. BlogTalkRadio.com. Category Sports search box. The Streets is Talking. And don't forget, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a girlfriend.
Yeah, buddy. Hey, L Boogie, check it out. This is what we're going to do, man. Before we take this quick commercial, man, we got a couple people at work. So we want to chime in because everybody want to talk about the fight. So since we on the fight, let's hang on to the fight before we move subjects. And we're gonna chime in real quick with the homie Suave because he's at work right now. Hey, yo, Mr. Rico Suave, what's the deal, baby?
What's good with you, baby, all the way down to you from the Triple D down in Texas. What's happening, baby?
Oh, man, you know what it is. So, you know, we on this topic, the Streets is Talking, L Boogie and T-Row in the building, and we talking about the Mayweather-Canelo fight. I know you got a chance to look at it. Tell me, what was your thoughts? Was Canelo just, you know, is he going to take some more losses after this, or do you think he can rebuild, or was Mayweather the type of fighter that just made him just look bad?
Well, first of all, L Boogie, what's happening, baby?
What's the deal? How you doing out there, big dog?
Oh, shit, just trying to make it, man. Sticking and moving how I do, you know. Now, back to the fight. Canelo's done with, man. I ain't never heard a dude before Mayweather, and I ain't going to hear about him after Mayweather. Mayweather is the truth, man. They hating on the man because he is what he is. He unbeatable. He know it. He told you. It's a gift from God. You can't do nothing with a gift from God except for be what it is. You know what I mean?
Who should Floyd Mayweather and the money team schedule for the next fight?
Man, like you said, Pacquiao, that's what everybody wants to see is Pacquiao. Everybody wants to see Mayweather and Pacquiao. And no other fight will measure up to Mayweather and Pacquiao. That's what it needs to be, Mayweather and Pacquiao.
Yeah, because I'm a big believer that I know that Floyd's not scared of Pacquiao. I just don't know what the dynamics are of them not scheduling that fight so far. But, I mean, I just don't see any other contenders out there. Like you said, Rico Suave, you know, nobody knows who Canelo was, even though his record was impressive, 42-0, you know. But, yeah, who were the other 40 fighters? I mean, I might have known Sugar Shane and Mike Trout, but who were the other 40 fighters that you fought? You know what I mean?
What does it matter if you fighting Jim Jones off the street? You know what I'm saying? It don't matter. You need somebody who really got some in order to be, you know what I'm saying, a threat. You fight nobody.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That don't look good. That ain't look good on nobody, man. You need to step your game up, Canelo. Go back to the drawing board, you know what I'm saying, and then try to come back in a couple years.
Rico, now, L Boogie had a question of the night. L Boogie hit him with the question of the night.
Is Floyd Money Mayweather the best boxer you've ever seen?
Man, in a long time,
yeah, you got
hell
a bond
yeah.
on that one.
And a long time, hell yeah. I got to get his defense is just impeccable, you know what I'm saying? His speed is impeccable, you know what I'm saying? And he got to, you know what I'm saying, the swagger to go with it, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I'm going to say, yeah, he is.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, he's up there right now, man. The zero in the loss column is what's keeping him there. I mean, you can't deny the dude.
Let me ask you one more question before we let you go. I know you're
right
down
on.
In the deep. What's your thoughts after week two about your Cowboys?
Oh, man, you know what? I'm not even going to clown. We started out real good, real impressive. They gave me a good look. I got a lot of faith in my boys this year. And, you know, I'm going to ride through the wheels, fall off this D-town all the way, baby.
Streets, well. D-Town, baby, you heard it. I know
you
had to hear it a lot, baby.
Triple D, baby.
Hey, Suave, we know you at the workplace, man. You know, we just wanted to get you in before we took a quick commercial, man. You know, much love, man, for checking out the show.
Oh, yeah.
You know, while you
I had to,
you know what I mean?
I had to show y'all some love, man. Y'all keep doing what y'all doing, man. The streets are south.
That's what I'm talking about. Much
no
love
doubt.
To you, baby. Hold the line and keep listening while you're on the gig. You know what I'm saying?
Already, bro. I got you.
Already.
My man.
Yeah. Say, L Boogie, we got a special guest we need to chime in with before we go to commercial too, man. You know what it is, man. It's the Big Brother Green Eyes. You know. Don't nobody does it better. But, hey, Big Brother Green Eyes, Sandy. Where you at, baby?
I'm right here sitting in my car. Listening to you boys.
What's
I called in right on time.
Feel?
I hear y'all talking about the money team.
So what's your thoughts? I know you saw the fight. Talk to me.
I did. I saw the fight, man. I'm going to be honest, man. I'm like, after watching that fight, it's not that Canelo was not, it wasn't that Canelo wasn't a good fighter. He just ran up against somebody that might go down as pound for pound, the greatest of all time, man. Floyd Mayweather Jr., man, his style, man, he prepares like no other fighter. He prepares like no other fighter, man. And his style, he's a defensive fighter, which means that you can throw all that bullshit you want. He's going to duck and dodge that shit. And after he does his ducking and dodging, he's going to tag you. He made Canelo look like a rookie, man. That kid, for him to be 42-0, like you said, T-Ro, for him to be 42-0, man, he must have been doing something right in these years of boxing, man. But he ran up against a guy in Mayweather, man. There's nobody like Mayweather out there, dude. This dude prepares like no other fighter, man. Like he said, you can watch all the film you want, but it's a different story once you step in that ring with me. His style, man, the way he prepares, the way his defense is, you can't hit the man. You can't even get close to him. He was laughing at Canelo in the ring, man. He was laughing at that guy, man. laughing at
he
him.
He was. He was.
Making him very frustrated.
Hey, look,
now let me
I'm
ask
41
you.
Years
let me ask
old, man. I'm 41 years old, guys. And we are, all of us, man, we've been around sports a long time, watching sports, following sports, and not just the mainstream sports. We watch all sports, man. I don't think I ever
right.
seen nobody like Floyd Mayweather, man.
I
that's
agree.
What I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. And that's
for
the
real.
Question of the night. I mean, he really, even at 36, he not 36 when he get in that ring, man. He like a mid-25, 24. He just know how to do things better than everybody else, man, that's out there right now. Hey, let me ask you this, Green Eye, because I know you in the ride. I know you're in the whip. Who's the next fight that Money should schedule for the next one? Because he down
well,
to four more fights
see,
in the next 2 months. Go ahead, my bad.
Everybody wants to see the Pac-Man fight. Whether it's going to happen or not, I don't know. But the guy, Garcia, who fought the fight before, I watched that fight. I think that's going to be the fight that goes next. For whatever reason, Mayweather and Pacquiao can't come to terms on the money, on the drug testing shit. I don't know. And with Pacquiao getting his ass whooped his last fight, I don't even know if that's going to happen anymore.
I agree. But as a fan, you know that if he fights Garcia, we saw the fight before, that will not make a big draw. Garcia is not that good. He will pound that kid. And,
right.
and just to me. But for him to make money, he's going to have to come around back to Manny Pacquiao. He's going to have to give Manny Pacquiao what he wants. Because
Is it Mayweather not coming to terms, or is it Pacquiao not coming to terms? I guess that's like the magic question. And I heard you guys talking about the judging, the judges of the fight.
Yes.
The
yes.
lady, man, whoever she was.
BJ
I don't
Ross.
Know.
She was the same. She was the same lady that judged the Manny Pacquiao fight and Tim Briley
right.
and called it a draw as well. Same lady.
I don't know
DJ
who
Ross.
Paid her. But this is what I have to say about judging in the sport of boxing. Until boxing has a governing body, someone who resides over the sport of boxing, you always going to have that shit, man. In football,
always.
You got a commissioner. In baseball, you have a commissioner. In basketball, you got a commissioner. In hockey, you got to come. All of these big time sports, they have somebody that resides over the sport itself. Boxing has
right.
no one like that, so it's susceptible to the bullshit. She said that
that's exactly
nothing gonna
what
happen.
It is.
There's nothing that's ever. This lady, and guess what? She's gonna be able to judge another fight, and she's gonna do some bullshit. She's gonna do some bullshit again. And you know what she's doing? She's stacking her pockets. Let me be a motherfucking judge. Give me them in.
You know, make my pockets fat.
Man, can I get in? I'll put on a tuxedo
before,
for the night and be fly and call a fight.
Before we let you go, we don't want you to drive the whip off the cliff. What about your brownies yesterday?
Hey, man, I want to say this. My Indians in a playoff hunt right now. They a game and a half
Here we
out.
Go. Here we go.
My Indians in a playoff hunt. What did I tell you boys a month ago about the tribe? When
you
everybody said it was
said
over with for the
hunt.
Indians, I told you they was going to be there to the end. And they there to the end. Now, the thing about the Browns, I hate to say this, but let's just throw our hat in the Teddy Bridgewater sweepstakes.
Exactly. Close the season. I told you, I was like, man, I said it on Friday if you listened. Take the season,
Teddy,
man.
Teddy.
Green Eye. You know we love you, baby. You know we love you, man. We appreciate you calling in, man. And you know, man, stay cool on that street, man. You know what I mean?
Love y'all too, man. Two brothers, man. My two brothers, man. Y'all keep doing what y'all doing, man. You know I'll be calling in soon. Y'all never know when I'm calling, but when I'm calling, I'm dropping some shit. I'm breaking it when I call.
What? Already.
What?
The Green Eye Bandit from Cleveland, Ohio.
Yeah.
When we come back off the commercial break, you know we got to break down Johnny Money Manziel. You know we got to talk about the Manny Bowl. It's NCAA and NFL when we come back. Ta-da, just like that. Let's go, Ro.
Bling, ta-da, money, rat, tat. Money on my mind, Molly in my cup. Mixed with that wine, Sally in my blunt. That's his Zodiac fine, I don't give a fuck. If you rep them dollar signs, go and put them up. Fuck that, I don't buck back. See, I buck first, move the fuck back. I bag that, I pump that. I real estate, I trump that. Y'all be where them chumps at. Y'all be where them punks at. I be where them choppers, Uzis, AKs, and pumps at. Name a town, a city, I ripped it in. A car model, I ripped it in. A face of shape, I been with her. If not with her, bitch, similar. G's on deck, I really lit this shit. Yeah, from left, rap, city, bitch.
My chopper goes tied out. It'll turn you inside out. My ass like tied out. My money like tied out. Bling, tied out. Money, bling, tied out. Money, rat, tap, tied out. My chopper goes tied out. Her ass like tied out. My money like tied out. My car like tied out. Bitch, bling, tied out. First name, I love this. So love this money is my motherfucking government. No. Touch me, Shoot you right there. Leave you right there. Leave the scene, tall nigga with long camera. Her ass like tie-dye, give me that hoe. And chalada, pop that pussy for my wallet. Take to the weapon, pop out, and I'm riding around, I'm getting it. You already know my CeeLo. I'm big like selling kilos, and you small like P-hole. Damn. Damn. Chopper on my back seat. Hand reach, no plan B. I'm the type of nigga wear a pistol to the Grammy. Catch me, shoot you right there. Leave you right there. Leave the scene, tall nigga with long hair. My chopper goes tied out. It'll turn you inside out. My ass like tied out. My money like tied out. Bling, tied out. Money. Bling, tied out. Money. Rat, tat, tied out. My chopper goes tied out. Her ass like tied out. My money like tied out. My car like tied out.
If you ain't talking dollars, I ain't tryna holler. Push been on this rap shit, fucking with them guallas, fucking with them essays, filling up them chargers. Gas ain't in them gas tanks, them shit's filled with powder. Cash is for you cowards, bang out, let it ring out. Call my chopper Method Man, no way it bring that pain out. Rah! You heard that, ain't no way to swerve that. Bullet flip you on your ass, that chopper push that curb back. Yeah, fuck around with the wrong one. Yeah, spazzing out like I'm on one. Dark skin nigga with a long gun. Right there, that's nightmare. Like Elm Street, it's Hell Week. I'm Candyman with that white shit.
My chopper go tied out. Her ass like tied out. My money like tied out. My car like tied out. Bitch, bling, tied out. Money, bling, tied out. Money.
The streets is talking sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. Got my right hand man, T Rose, Jewel's the G. I'm your host, L Boogie. And if you want to tweet me as we on right now, you can tweet me at LBoogie15. I'm taking all tweets. Let's holler. We just talked about the money team and how he just dominated the fight. A little controversy. Instead of unanimous, it was majority. Give me a synopsis about that. And the question of the night, pound for pound, is Floyd Money Mayweather Jr. the greatest boxer to ever live? In your eyes, we're just going to say in your eyes because we don't know about Rocky Marciano and Joe Louis and all those guys, just the people you've seen.
Muhammad Ali, Cassius Clay.
So there's some guys out there. You let us know. But until, you know, I know you're flying us a kite, you want to holler about it. But let's transition to NCAA football. The game of the year so far, week three, Johnny Manziel. You know, Johnny Football, he took an L at home, losing to the Alabama 49-42. I said they will lose by 8 points. They lost by 7. Ro, two questions that I give to the panel and the world, and I present them to you first. Grade me on Johnny Manziel in your eye. And secondly, how did you feel about Alabama, how they came in and took one, you know, tied them up, took the money, and got back on the plane and went back to, you know.
Yeah, man, you know, I have to give big props to the Roll Tide. If all our listeners were listening on Friday, you know, I was all on Texas A&M. And let's get it straight. Alabama, Nick Saban, you did a great job. I'm going to salute you because I really didn't think you had what it took to go down to College Station with the 12th man in that crowd. And, you know, especially being down 14-0 like you did last year and actually come back. I said that if you were going to put the ball in A.J. McCarron's hands, that was, you know, that was your downfall, Alabama. But you guys know more than me. 20 for 29. Man, over 300 yards passing and, you know, 3-4 touchdowns. I'm going to give it up for A.J. McCarron. I didn't think he had what it took, but I think he just might transform to be another one of these quarterbacks that have just been drafted from the last couple of years to actually go in the league and be ready to play. You know what I mean? But my thoughts on Johnny, another Heisman, because there's not another player in the NCAA that can get in between those lines and do what Johnny Money does. You hear me, L Boogie? The boy put up 42 against Nick Saban and the Alabama Crimson Tide. Now, let me tell you this. We can put money on this, that there will not be another team that Alabama plays this year that will score more than 10 points. I'm going to put it out there. It's not going to be another team to score more than 10 points against Alabama this season. You watch and see. Johnny is just that special to where he can make you pull your hair out. And not only is he that good, he has a coach that's that good, too, in Kevin Sumlin. Because Kevin Sumlin was not afraid to attack Alabama, and they kind of poked and jabbed at Alabama to where you could kind of figure out how to beat these guys if you have a talented quarterback or a team that's talented enough to beat the secondary that the Crimson Tide have. And so, you know, big ups to Johnny Money. I think he's going to win the Heisman again because I think that, you know, putting up 500 total yards against Alabama, can you imagine what he's going to do for the rest of the season? He's just going to build on it. So I got Johnny Money winning another Heisman. Alabama, congratulations. You just might roll all the way through undefeated this year finally without taking a loss, but we'll see. And, yeah, what's your thoughts on Johnny Money? You think he's the best in the NCAA, or do you think that Alabama is just that good?
I have to give props to Johnny Money Manziel. He went for 562 for 5 touchdowns, but he made a couple mistakes. Those couple mistakes, you being the player, the great player that you are, sometimes in a game like this, you can't have those mistakes. The interception in the end zone when you were down on the 12-yard line, that hurt it. That was kind of a momentum swinger, and that just helped Alabama. You don't give teams like Alabama ammunition. You don't let them get something on you. It's like the Feds. Don't let them, you know, see your every viable movement. They come in and take it. So, I was impressed by Johnny 562 against Bama. That's unheard of with a Nick Saban team. But one thing that you have to give Nick Saban credit for, that he's not stubborn. He'll coach how the game needs to be played. I know against Texas A&M, I have to outscore them. It's not about just running the football, which they did a great job. You know, T.J. Yeldon, he had 149 on 25 carries and a touchdown. But that one picky pull,
can't have
Johnny had, you can't have that. So it was 28 unanswered after he threw that pick before they got going. So I'm impressed with Bama, but, you know, I think that it's not over for Texas A&M. They still in contention. They went from 6 to 10. So they're not out of the, you know, the woods just yet as far as they still can compete and win a national championship. Like we said, you can have one loss in the SEC and still make it to the national title game.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Now, let me ask you about this, man. You know, we're going to leave that up to the callers, man. There was an interesting game over the weekend as well. After that one, later on late night, for the West Coast watchers, you know, there was ASU against number 20 Wisconsin. Did you see the finish to that one, L Boogie?
Did I see the finish?
What's your thoughts on it, player? Did number 20 Wisconsin get robbed?
Did they get robbed? I'm going to say no, because it's football. And, you know, me being, you know, going to Vegas late night after, you know, we saw that was for the bookies. It had to be. They knew to spread, because there's no way that they couldn't get the ball down, and you saw the ASU player laying on the ball. And all of a sudden, when you finally sat the ball down, you told Wisconsin to hold up. That was another 2 seconds. And then they couldn't get the playoff. And you know what's so gangster about officials and referees and umpires' role?
Talk to me.
After the game, after the last out, the last second, they run straight to the locker room. NBA guys, they get their jackets and run straight to the locker room. You yelling at them and everything. They're gone. You ever notice the winning team does like the referees? They get out of there. The losing team stays on the field or the court or whatever and tries to make the referees stay. Come back here.
It's over. We're out of here.
You owe me. What are you doing? So I think, you know, that was a shocker, very, very intriguing. You know, ranked number 20, you come out here and you try to play a good fundamentally sound game, and that happens. you shake your head. What conference were those officials from? They could have been from the Pac-12 or the Big Ten. So, you tell me what's an affiliate.
Yeah, they got robbed, man. I'm going to say they got robbed, man. It was just a weird last 10 seconds, man. You know what I mean? And it just so happened to be that Wisconsin had to, you know, take that L that way. But, you know, it is what it is, man. It happens in that sport. And it's just unfortunate that they had to take it like that, you know. And especially in college, I thought the clock stopped when there was a dead ball, or, you know, even until the actual ref places the ball and then blows the whistle. So it looks like Wisconsin got the cheap end of the stick, and they've actually reprimanded the actual officials that made that call after the game. So, you know, it, like you said, it is what it is. It happens in football. And it just so happens that ASU was the winner. It was just weird how dude just fell on the ball for no reason. He was just laying on the ball. He was like, what are you laying there for? But it is what it is. Good job, ASU. I think ASU is 3-0 right now. They might make the top 25. We'll check that out a little bit later on during the show. But, L Boogie, let's do this. Let's go back to some callers, man, before we switch topics to the NFL, because I know you got a lot to talk about the NFL. let's hop right to it, man. Let's go back to one to the asylum, man, real quick. Let's jump in and talk to somebody we ain't talked to in a minute. Mr. MIA, what's the deal, baby? You on the line with the streets?
I'm right here, man. What's up?
What's the deal, man? Now what we've been talking about, man, first topic, we was talking about the Floyd Mayweather and the money team, and now we done moved on and talked about Johnny Manziel and how ASU upended number 20 Wisconsin out in Tempe over the weekend. What's on your mind first? Talk to me.
Man, Floyd, man, I want my money back. Straight up. Real, dog.
Why?
Hey, listen, man. He only fight niggas he could beat, my nigga, straight up. You feel me? Like, he ain't fought nobody in the last 4 or 5 fights that he know he that could at least stand in the paint with him. Bro, for 8, 9 rounds, you got to stood up, man, with the jet, dog. Come on, I want my money back, man.
So who should he fight next?
I think he should go ahead and get that boy Timothy Bradley a chance. That's what I think. Timothy Bradley, bro. Timothy Bradley gonna put them hands on it. He knew that. He know that. I ain't talking about beating. I just want Floyd to get hit more than goddamn 7 times. Can that happen? For $75?
Say you know why he only get hit 7 times.
Why, bro? Tell me why.
I mean, it's just he's so fast, man. He's just that talented that, you know, I understand what you mean by fighting the caliber of people that he's fighting. I understand that you want to see Tim Bradley. Should he fight Manny Pacquiao instead of a Tim Bradley?
Nah, Manny Pacquiao needs to go back and beat that Meskin up. That's what he needs to do, that Meskin, that pack line his ass. I ain't trying to see no Manny Pacquiao, bro. After we seen that loss, we already knew right then he wasn't in Floyd weight class. You feel me? Not no,
right.
Not no knockout like that, bro. I just want to see him fight somebody that's same fast, you know what I'm saying, got the same kind of heart he got, you know what I'm saying, and then really put your record to the test, bro. Name the first 35 fighters Floyd ever fought. Nobody's. Nobody's. Come on, bro. My record go good, too, if I fight 35 little niggas. I can beat them, bro. Come on, man. Be right on pay-per-view, bro. I'm just saying, like, for $75, bro, I thought, shit, I would have rather get a Mike Tyson fight. Nigga, that shit go in the first round, man.
Yeah,
had me disappointed, bro. You know, it just had me real.
Is Floyd really that good, though? At age 36, I mean, granted, the fighters that are getting in the ring have an impeccable record or even a pleasant record. And some of these guys we might not know. I mean, some people didn't really know Canelo. But some of the fighters at Florida fought, at least 15 fighters, you know. I mean, is Floyd just that good at 36, or is the class getting...
I mean, you my man and everything. Name 15 right now. That's what I'm talking about. Name 15 niggas that don't fought right now.
You
know,
you can go...
I mean, I'm just saying, if you want to say the Haddons, the Delahoyers, okay, that's great. You know what I'm saying? But it's, come on, man, nobody even heard of this dude, dog. You know what I'm saying? You want to give him a chance to shine. Fight Timothy Brown, fight somebody. Come on, man. At least give me a chance to shine. Shit, put me in the ring. Beat me up for 12 rounds.
But let me say this, though. He to Floyd's defense on this fight, he was the only number one contender because CBS and Showtime lost some money on the last fight with the ghost kid. So in their eyes, he was the next best to step up. I agree with you. I think Timothy Bradley should be the next choice, but they're gonna, you know, put the other kid, like you said, Garcia, and he's gonna get knocked out. Trust me.
Floyd got a contract with them people. Floyd got a contract with them people. He can't knock
a
person out, dog. He can't knock you out, dog. So you need to win on point. This how you nigga ain't got no real plan with Floyd. Floyd don't knock niggas out unless you do something to him. You know what I'm saying? But if like, he gonna pop shot you stay on his bicycle, a 2-piece swing that thing. You know what I mean? Look good for the crowd, laugh at you. You know what I mean? Come on, man, he's a showman. Boxing ain't about that. Nigga, people used to get their head knocked off in that ring. That's what I wanna see. For $75 every time? You taking a man's
right.
decision every time, dog? Stop playing with me, man. For real.
For real, man. That's
but he's not.
Team.
Right. But you got to think about it, though, MIA. He's not that type of fighter. He's authentic. He's going to piece you up and just win on points. That's what he do. He's
I
not
know,
a
but it's a gang.
Dad.
He can make
gonna
weight.
Knock you out.
You got to think about all the people that can make weight, bro. If you put that shit online, ask the world who Floyd need to fight. This is say Bernard Hopkins. Motherfuckers say all kinds of niggas. But at this point, it ain't even about the money, dog. It ain't even about the money. It's just about, hey, you say you that nigga, hey, go ahead. You know what I'm saying? I know money ain't a problem.
Yeah, money is definitely not a problem when you're having $41.5 million at
Come
the end
on,
of the
man.
Fight. But let me ask
Come
you
on,
this,
man.
MIA. Let me ask you this. The judge had it as a tie.
She smoked, man. She was smoking, man.
Tie.
She was. Listen, she wasn't watching the same shit we was watching. Listen, she had a little mini DVD player I got. Hey, but at the same time, bro, I feel it, bro. I've been tired of seeing Floyd win like that. I would have did the same monkey-ass thing. Fuck it.
You know what I mean? Yeah, like the last caller said, you know, she getting her pockets fat. She's sitting over there in a nice little tub, and you know, why not? Get your pockets fat while you can because, you know, you never know when that
bro.
Time might come when you need to have it like that. But let me ask you this, M.I.A.
So, God damn, every fighter foot. That fight Floyd can't win no world? God damn. None?
Let me ask you this.
Bro.
Moving on to Johnny Money. Were you impressed with Johnny Money, or did Alabama just look that impressive by, you know, taking over the game on the 28 unanswered point score when they did it?
I ain't going to lie to you, bro. That shit went up out of control. I cut the game off. I turned back. I'm like, damn. You know what I mean? Hey,
right.
He's great, dog. You know, it's just different programs got different status, bro. He's great. But all the niggas that be good in college don't do good in pro, man. Look, I want to talk about it when you hit that league.
Right.
Everybody in college
right.
great. Everybody in college great. They're like the defensive. You know what I mean? It's just, Johnny cool, bro. But that Nick Saban, he don't play that, dog.
Right.
It ain't no deja vu around here, bro. Everybody was like, oh, no. Them boys went to halftime got right. It came to shot. You know, that 500-yard scoring, bro, that's impressive, bro. That's impressive. Yeah, I mean, it's everything cool. But at the end of the year, bro, what matters?
That trophy.
What's going to happen?
Yeah.
That trophy.
Got to get that
and
trophy.
The tie going in there. Hey, I'm going to tell you right now, it's going to be Oregon and a tie. That's MIA pick.
And who's going to win it? And who's gonna
you
win?
You already know. I'm keeping that thing. I'm keeping it funky. I'm staying with the South team. I'm fucking with the West. Listen, I ride with the West. I just gotta go back with that thing. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, everybody.
Yes,
man,
and then
know,
another thing too.
Fast.
Hey, why your boy be wearing two different gloves, man?
Why
your boy be wearing? Dez Bryant. Oh man.
Oh man.
Hey, he'll put the stickers on, then when a nigga throw him a ball he can catch, he put them goddamn that parquet butt on. I'm looking at Brother Boy, I lost on that. Hey, I'm just saying,
yeah.
Man, run over them cool, bro. Run over them cool, bro. Just, oh, no, bro. Oh, no.
You got
to
make those catches in the clutch.
You got to get somebody to make those catches in the clutch.
It's going to be all
the
right.
Fight,
I feel you.
The next fight, man, I'm going to somebody's house, man. Listen, I ain't paying nothing to get in. I ain't doing none of that. You feel me?
You know, you always welcome at 3707, man, anytime. You know
there
what
we go. There we go.
Yeah, man. You know, we appreciate you, man. Streets is talking,
man.
Much love.
Appreciate y'all, man.
That's what
all
it
that.
Is. L Boogie, you know we got to jump to Mr. Controversy, right? So we're going to jump into Mr. Controversy real quick because you know
he's
got a lot to say.
Yeah, Boogie, on in.
You know
where
he got a lot
at?
To say.
I'm all one.
What's the deal, big brother? You here to disturb? What's going on? The debate? What's going on?
Man. I'm feeling like the last caller. I got facts.
I got. I just want y'all to tell me. This Floyd guy, man. This dude is absurd, man. I'm so.
What's
not
going on?
Man, he talking about the best pound for pound this and the greatest ever. Man, the greatest person who I've seen in my lifetime in these 27 years. You know, I was too really too gun to see Tyson, but man, Roy Jones, flat out. Roy Jones.
Right.
We can say the same things about Roy Jones, about he didn't fight anyone, this and
man.
That. Who did he fight? We can
in 1974, Hopkins. He fought a young Hopkins and older Hopkins. He fought John Ruiz. You feel me?
No one.
He fought, man.
Nobody.
He fought Gonzalez, Glenn Kelly, you know, Torbert, Phoenix Trinidad. You know, he didn't run, man. If you're talking about you could beat Roy Jones, he was coming to see about that. He ain't care about what class you was in. That's what true champions do, and you got to respect that man. You got to respect that man. I can't name you three Ike fighters this boy Floyd and fought.
You can't name three.
Come on, man.
Not three.
Oscar,
man,
when Oscar was at the top, Sugar Shane,
no,
come on, man.
No. In
2000,
no.
Diego Corrales.
In 2007.
Toto.
2000, man. In 2007, De La Hoya had 20 years in boxing.
My point exactly.
Man, a 38, 39-year-old De La Hoya? You want some brownie points on
he
that?
He
wasn't
38, 39,
he
wasn't
that old.
Man.
He wasn't
man,
that old.
His age might have been that old. He looked very impressed with that fight. But come on, man. His body, let's go. Like, come on. Nah, yeah, all right. Yeah, all right. Okay.
You just body, said the guys who they fought. You naming guys, Ray. Who are they? Who is he? Roy Jones, we don't know that guy. He fought Robert Reed. Who else did Tarver? And like you said, he fought a young Tarver.
Man,
he fought a young Tarver.
The only person Floyd got some brownie points off of when he came in and he embarrassed Zab Judah. He embarrassed
Corrales. He was
going to
do that anyway.
Who's nothing but. You're talking about a guy. Who's nothing but MBG. Only thing that's good on Zab Judah is his mouth. Who don't beat Zab Judah? Zab Judah is MBG, man. Nothing but garbage.
When he beat
he wasn't
Zab
nothing
Judah.
Back then. He ain't nothing now. Zab Judah's a bum.
And that's what I'm trying to tell you about Floyd Mayweather's career. Now what?
What do you mean now what? Those other guys beat Zab Judah.
Okay,
do your homework.
Didn't beat him first, man. Zab
no.
Judah top of the food chain.
No, he was not. He was okay. not. You know why he fought Zab Judah?
Why?
Because it was just he ran his mouth. He was a money draw. Don't forget, it's about entertainment. Zab Judah had just got his butt whipped before the fight against Mayweather.
Kasuzu
knocked him cold straight out. They only kept the fight on because the money was involved.
Oh, yeah. That's another one.
Oh, yeah. Mr. Kasuzu,
yeah.
You got to cook up something better than that, baby.
Man, listen. All I'm telling you, all I'm saying is this, man.
And who is Kasuzu?
Nobody.
Okay, then.
Nobody. So, Mr.
That's my man.
This is what I'm trying to ask you then. So who do you consider Floyd Mayweather the best pound-for-pound fighter in your eyes?
Right
that
now?
Ever did it.
Right.
Ever
right
did
now?
It at
well, that I saw
did.
Muhammad. I saw Muhammad on ABC with Howard Cosell back in the day, man. And, you know, I mean, he's not a heavyweight. For his weight class, he would be second right behind my man. Yeah, man. Sugar Ray Leonard, man. I love me some Sugar Ray Leonard. Floyd would be right there behind Sugar, man. I mean, Floyd got the zero, but Sugar Ray was, Sugar Ray.
Let's be honest. Now,
you're asking me this question. Now, T-Row answered. Now, let me answer it for you. Muhammad Ali, I saw him when I was a kid. I saw him get debacled by Larry Holmes. When I really got into understanding, because I was boxing, that was the first sport I ever did was boxing, so I was really into it, like I am now. I saw Muhammad Ali. The things he did outside of the ring also propelled his persona, like Floyd Mayweather. But one thing Floyd has that those guys have, regardless of how you cut it, how you spin it, he has no losses. I saw Mike Tyson. I thought Mike was the greatest, like I told the callers earlier. I thought Roy Jones Jr. was the greatest. But this kid, Money Mayweather, and MIA can say, well, you know, he picks his fights. Who don't? We understand the game of how it's going right now. And secondly, he has a motto. You can't hear what you can't see, which Muhammad Ali says. He floats like a butterfly, sting like a bee. I think that's what Floyd doing. Me and T-Roy opinion. He says Muhammad Ali, I got to say Floyd Mayweather. And I've seen them all. Marvin Hagler, Thomas Hearns, I've seen them all. But this kid is a phenom. He's like LeBron James. He was born to do it, huh?
He ain't fight nobody, L. He not fight nobody, man. Is you serious telling me that? How can you listen, man. When you sit up here and say, who have Ali fought, you can name 30.
I can name 30 is four guys. Name four guys. Four guys. Ken Norton, George Foreman, Joe Frazier, and Leon Spinks. And now the only reason why him is because he beat him in 78 and Muhammad Ali beat him to get the title back. Then the only four guys I know. You tell me the other guys Muhammad Ali fought that was great. Sonny Liston.
Floyd Patterson. Didn't nobody want to fight Sonny Liston. They were terrified of that man. Terrified.
He beat Sonny Liston twice, Lee.
He embarrassed Sonny Liston. He just didn't beat him. He embarrassed him. Beating.
And I just named you four guys out of 35, 40 fights that Muhammad Ali, you know that he fought, though. Same with all these fighters. You name me four guys for Roy Jones. Trust me, just look at boxing. When you look at their stat, they got 42 wins. Then they only have 11 title fights. We're talking about guys who are known. You got to at least take 14, 15 fights of nobodies just to get known. So everybody has fought dummies.
And Floyd fought 39 of them.
Just like Muhammad Ali. You name me four guys. I just named you four. You name me other guys that Muhammad Ali fought besides those four that he fought. That made him great.
I can name you like 20 more. And I ain't just
name
talking about Query. From Query. Because Query was a hell of a decent fighter.
Listen, we're talking about people that's bringing money to this box office. Who the hell is Query, man? He's not in no box. Don't nobody tell me, he reminds you of Query. They don't say that. Come on now.
Yeah. Oh,
Ken Norton, George Foreman, Frazier, Sonny Liston, and Larry Holmes. You name me other guys that he's fought that you would know. Query, that's fine. Give me 10 more. Quick. We don't have that much time.
Man.
You can't name them. That's my point. Moving to Texas A&M and Alabama, home. Were you impressed, though they lost by 7? Johnny Manziel.
You know, I projected 14 points, man. Let's just be honest, man. You just cannot score like that. I don't care how great you think you are. You cannot just score on that on Alabama defense. So, man, listen, Vegas seen 21 points, and guess what they did? They hit that red button. You know what that red button means? They called
money.
They called the red button means they called the mob. You want to see what the mob did? Man, shave them points down, or we watch
right.
Everybody mama on the team.
That's what they better, duh.
That's what they
That's what
their
it
mama
is.
Been whacked. Hey, come on, man. We see what happened. Texas A&M started off like I told you they will, 14 points. But let's be honest, man. Let's just be honest. We know Alabama defense. Alabama defense and offense exposed the whole Texas A&M Manziel thing, you know, because I ain't a big fan of dude. He's all right. But when he gets to that NFL, he's going to be a more target. He's not going to be showcasing all that running like Kilpatrick or somebody because he got exposed last night too. Let's just be honest.
562 yards exposed. Five touchdowns. I don't know.
Man, we talking about let's just man.
And Wendy. And listen to this. I'm gonna say this about Johnny Football. Even when the game was close, he was getting out of guys' arms. He was making balls thrown. And listen to this, Oomph. You know you're great when your peers, C.J. Mosley, got on the Twitter and said, I didn't see you after the game, but I want to give you a shout-out and said you played, you balled tonight. When your peers say that you're great and that you did certain things on the field, you still can't give them just a little bit of credit?
Man, I'm not giving anything.
That's just a controversy for you.
Okay. So before we let you go, since you're not giving anybody anything, before we let you go, after week two, tell me about your Browns.
They're awful. The defense. Listen, man, when I sit up and speak this controversy, it's just the start of something. Man, our offense is awful. Pathetic. We look like, oh, my God. We need some receivers. Do we need
Take
some
the season.
Break?
You need a quarterback.
Man, listen. He cool.
What?
Jason Campbell. Listen, I told you Friday about these Browns. I say when he don't get no act right by himself, what was going to happen? Now he's on that till. He's not likely to play this week. So you want me to tell you what Jason Campbell better do? When he play on Sunday, he better go 30-32, 400 yards. That's what he better do.
You know what,
oh
Jason? You know what Jason Campbell gonna be doing on Sunday?
He's gonna be running.
Running for his life.
Oh, hold on, L. T. Row, why you laughing at my Browns, T. Row? What was one of my upsets?
I told you the stat on Andy Reid against the Cowboys, man. He know how to beat the Cowboys, but we only lost by one. You know what I'm saying?
Man, come on.
We lost, but we got a victory at least. We got one victory. We won and one, not 0-2.
So what you saying? If I go 1-16, what's gonna be content with that? Oh, we got one victory.
Oh no, we won't be like if we go 1-15, that means the Browns going 0-16. So we still won't be the worst team in the league.
Don't worry about that. Guess what? Oh no. What'd you say? 0-16.
Hey, if you said the Cowboys gonna go 1-15, there ain't no way in hell we going 1-15. This ain't 88.
If Cleveland Browns go 0-16, that Browns stadium will not be there next year. And that's guaranteed. Oh, I got a question for y'all, brothers. I called in Friday. How y'all feel about my Tennessee boys?
The Titans?
Yes.
They're like the Browns. They're NBG. Nothing but garbage. They don't have a quarterback. What you want me to say?
Hey man, hey L, man, you gotta get them boys with credit. Ooh, man, we talk about the.
You need a quarterback. You played a heck of a game, but that gives you nothing when it's still a zero.
You need a quarterback to make a play in this league nowadays. Everybody's throwing for 400 yards. It's no big deal to throw 400. Even Terrell Pryor is throwing for 250. So, and you got a guy, and you got a guy named Jason Campbell. Let me get back on your brownies.
Oh my God.
You got a guy in Jason Campbell coming in, and who makes it think he's going to be better because they ran him out of Oakland? He couldn't start in Oakland over Terrell Pryor. Man, listen, when a backup quarterback got a suitcase in his hand, that's what he's called, a backup quarterback. The streets is talking, and I want you to keep cooking up that controversy, Chef. No doubt.
Check this out, man. Hey, L, man, you keep bashing my Browns on this airwave like that, man. They gonna put a listen. They gonna put a bounty on you in Cleveland, man. These Browns are crazy, man.
He's a Green Bay Packers fan.
I don't have no favorite team. You know, I represent where I'm from, and Cleveland Brown is the only thing I know. And since forever, we have been awful. And I accept this being awful to the greatest fans in the world. We're going to ride together. We're going to die together. We're going to accept our defeats together. And, you know, and until change comes, we're just going to accept being nothing. But guess what? Each and every game and each and every week, we're going to be out there tailgating on one like we champions. No.
That's how you're supposed to do it. That's all the way street people do it, baby. Hey, big brother, we appreciate the love, man. We got to take this quick break. You know, sponsors got to, you know, we got to make sure the sponsors take care of us. You know what I mean?
When we come back, no doubt. When we come back, we're going to talk more NFL. The Peyton Manning and the Eli Manning ball. What do you think? We're going to talk about the Seattle game. The 49ers, who the best in NFC? And did they bring RG3 back too quick? What's up with the Redskins? We gonna holler after the break. And this for you. If I be like that, I'm gonna be loser. I can't do it. I gotta hang out with, you know, too cheesy and wheezy, man. Let's go.
Yeah. Murder 187. I be killing them bitches. I hope all dogs go to heaven. And I got Xanax, Percocet, Promethazine with codeine. Call me Mr. Slimming. I'm selling all these whole dreams. Got a white girl with bitch titties, flat ass TV screen. I keep a bad bitch. Call me the BB King. And you know I got that mouth outer. Then put the bitch out like a house fire. I'm killing these hoes like Michael Myers. I eat that cat just like a lion. And I can't trust none of these niggas. Can't trust none of these hoes. And I see your girl when I want. I got that whole TiVo. Got a red ass bitch with a red ass pussy. Nigga try me, that's a dead ass pussy. But y'all motherfuckers so blind to the facts. To tell you the truth, I don't care who's looking. All I know is I love my bitch. And pussy feel just like heaven on earth. 6 feet deep, dick shovel in the dirt. R.I.P. Rest in pussy. Like that shit, then pass that shit. We gon' get so smoked out. And then I went, got locked up. Every night I dreamt I broke out. One time for them pussy niggas. That's that shit I don't like. We eating over here, nigga. Fuck around and have a food fight. And that's 2 times.
Look at you. Now look at us. All my niggas look rich as fuck. All my niggas live rich as fuck. All my niggas look rich as fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
Look at you.
Look at you.
Now look at us.
Now look at us.
All my niggas look rich as fuck. All my niggas live rich as fuck.
You hoe
ass. I'm
AK on my nightstand. Right next to that Bible. But I swear with these 50 shots, I'll shoot it out with 5-0. Pockets getting too fat. No weight watch, no lipo. Money talks bullshit, walks on a motherfucking tightrope. Then I make that pussy tap out. I knock that pussy out cold. Nigga, you can beat the trap out. But that's just how the dice roll. These hoes want that hoes type. So I give all these hoes type. She get on that dick and stay on all night. Like porch lights, let's do it. Fuck talking.
We out here, we ballin', and I'm spraying at these Western niggas like WD Fardy. We fucked up, we trucked up, no ifs, ands, or buts. Fuck, bitch niggas go behind your back like nunchucks, and that's fucked up. But my hoes down, my cups up, my niggas down for whatever. These bitches think they too fly, but tell them hoes I truck feathers. I'm Tucci, young Tucci, I'm a truck fit, fuck Gucci. She blowin' kisses at me with her pussy lips. Smooches, and that's 2 Chainz.
Look at you. Now look at us.
Yeah.
All my niggas look rich as fuck.
What?
All my niggas live rich as fuck.
What?
All my niggas look rich as fuck.
Hey, yo, fuck all y'all
look
bitches.
You.
Straight up.
Now look at us.
Any bitch out there that ain't, they won't give me no pussy.
All my niggas look rich as fuck.
Fuck you and your asshole, bitch.
All my niggas live rich as fuck.
Oh, yeah.
That's
dedicated to my man, the Money T. We hanging out with you, Money T.
The streets is talking sports talk show with a twist of hip-hop. Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. Eastern time till 11 p.m. 347-855-8896. Or if you want to get on your laptop, you know, and your charge run out, man, you can flick back on www.blogtalkradio.com. You know the category of sports, and then you go to that little search box and type in the streets is talking. You get us. Then if you want to go back, call us and listen to yourself, you can go back to the website and hear it again. And don't forget, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a girlfriend. And before we continue, I want to give a shout out to Uncle Joe, man, my man Lemon Hair Julio. Arnett, man, they out there chilling, man. They just listening in the land.
Oh, big up to the big homies checking out the show. What's up with the fam out there, man? Keep warm, because you know it's about to start snowing in about 20 days.
You already know.
Yeah! What's on the topic, man? What's on the list, man? What we got on the menu, brothers? I know we didn't talk a lot about the fight, a lot about NCAA. What's up with the NFL? I know we can't go without talking about Sunday.
NFL stands for not for long. And remember, he was up for a minute. Robert Griffin III kept tweeting, kept talking. I'm going to be ready week one. Everybody isn't built the same. You're not Adrian Peterson. He's like, what's the saying? Just different. Bro, is RG3, this is one of my hot topics, I had it, you know, written down, and I want to get you in the world opinion. Is RG3 hurting his team right now? Is it his fault? I'm not going to say he's the blame totally, but is he part of the reason why they're 0-2 right now? Should he just stayed out, been on the PIP list till the 6th week? Or should he, you know, grind it out?
Yeah, man, is he really hurting his team? It's 50% his fault. I'm not going to say he has, you know, the total damage on his shoulders. What I'm going to say is that, you know, it's partially his fault. It's 50% his fault because his team and his offense depends on, you know, him. And the way that they have structured the new offense around him to become a pocket passer, I think they're really hurting him by letting him try to protect the knee and being a pocket passer and just throw the ball. You know, it's different when you see Michael Vick sitting in the pocket and how comfortable he looks throwing the ball now compared to how RG3 is staying in the pocket and throwing the ball. It looked totally weird. You would think that it would be Michael Vick having the issues and not RG3. But you know, I'm just going to say that RG3 is trying to do as much as he can, but what he think is really giving it his all is really kind of a setback for the team because they're not running the same plays that they ran last year. Yes, they started, 3-6 to start the season last year and then had that impeccable run until he really damaged the knee in the playoffs, you know. So, it's got to be the defense also, man. But RG3 is hurting himself because they're not getting off to a quick start like they thought they were. And now that they are 0-2, You know, they're going to have to dig deep and try to make sure that they do not go 0-3 because it's much tougher to try to make the playoffs at with an 0-3 record than it is with an 0-2 record. So, you know, I think that they're going to be okay because if he continues to play, he will get better and the speed will slow down and he won't be favoring that leg so much as he's doing right now in the first 2 weeks. Should they have Kirk Cousins come in? I really don't know. I would, since you're throwing all your eggs in the basket, I think you should keep RG3 on the field, but you have to make sure that you're running plays that really geared to his strengths. You just can't have RG3 sitting in the pocket thinking that he's just this pocket passer all of a sudden, a Tom Brady, a Drew Brees, a Phillip Rivers, or a Peyton Manning. You know, he's not that type of guy. He's a mobile quarterback. So let me ask you this, L Boogie. Is he hurting him so bad to where you would put Kirk Cousins in if you go 0-3, or do you stick it out and you try to, you know, just continue to let him get healthy and try to play through the pain?
Well, the reason why this was, you know, one of my big topics on the board is because, you know, I have a personal friend that plays with the Washington Redskins and, you know, got some insight or whatnot. He blames it on himself, you know what I mean, because it's a team sport, 53 men. And when your offense is struggling, the defense has to maintain. You know, it's what we call in the streets, and we have a philosophy. It's called maintain, power move. Maintain, power move. And so that's like football. You got to maintain, and then you get the big play. So I think the defense is at fault in a sense. They had to take majority of the blame because you can still keep in the game. But when you're the Washington Redskins and your schedule, you started off against two Pro Bowl quarterbacks, two juggernauts, Michael Vick and Aaron Rodgers. So I'll give you a little pass, but when you keep going 3-and-out against a quarterback like Aaron Rodgers, so then it jumps back on the RG3. When you keep going 3-and-out, your defense gets tired. Ask the Cleveland Browns. When your quarterback is not feasible, you put him out on the line on Wednesdays. And you don't put him in the blue garbage can because that's recyclable. You put him in the black garbage can because you don't get that bag. But RG3, right now, you're NBG, but you're put in the blue can because you could be recycled. You should have sat out the first 6 games and did the Derrick Rose. You have nothing to prove to people. They drafted Kirk Cousins for this reason, to maintain. You saw the movie, Paid in Full. What did they say? You got to maintain and make this money. He has to maintain. RG3 is not maintaining. I think he needs to sit. That's my take on RG3. He's hurting his team. The plus about it, in that conference, you might can go 9-7 and make it. It's the NFC East. So, it's early. I would bench him.
Wow.
I ain't going to have them come shooting at me, man, like they're doing at the Naval Academy. They ain't going to get me.
What was your thoughts about the Seattle-San Francisco game? San Fran got ran out the building.
You ready for the big leagues now, kid? That's the big leagues. It's not at the Super Bowl when it's a neutral site and you got half Baltimore and you got half San Francisco. You're on the road. Show me how great you are on the road. Learning experience for Colin. still learning, still a rookie to me. But Seattle, L, they look like they might be the team in the West, man. They're so physical. Like Olivia Newton-John. Let's get physical.
Yes, sir.
What they have that a lot of teams don't have, they have a great secondary. See, it's about your secondary nowadays. If you got a good secondary, you in the game. Did you see Asamoah number 28? He changed his number. Namsi, I know you hear me, baby. You're NBG, man. My agent know your agent. I don't care. I'll see you. Right now in your career, you're nothing but garbage. We're going to have, man, and you heard it here first. Somebody's job is going to be at jeopardy soon.
Hot seat. Hey, we had the Manning Bowl yesterday. Are you surprised that Big Brother beat the Little Brother? I mean, handily. Or do you think the Giants need to retool as well?
I'm surprised. So we're saying that I'm surprised because it wasn't close. Giants are in trouble. They have injury issues. And should I put on my panic alert right now? It's on a 6 because Tom Coughlin is a heck of a coach. But we know the percentages. And when you go 0-2, it's very tough to get back to that Super Bowl. A lot of teams don't want to go 0-2. When you go 0-2, it's not pretty.
But let me tell you this. The last time the Giants won the Super Bowl,
they were 0-2.
They started off 0-2.
That brings me to my point. That's what I'm saying. Tom Coughlin is a heck of a coach. So my panic button is on a 6. It's not on a 10. It's on a 6. Because if anybody can turn it around, it's Coach Coughlin. I wouldn't be surprised if they turned it around, but I'm surprised that Eli Manning, after 2 weeks, he leads the league in picky pools.
Oski.
Picky pool. For our callers who don't know, we got terminology on the streets that's talking, and picky pool stands for interceptions.
Yeah.
A lot of picky
Speaking
pool.
Of the callers, man, let's jump back into the asylum, man. You know, we down to the last bottom
let's
half
go.
Of the show. You know, let's jump right in, man. We ain't talked to our call on the West Coast in a minute, man. Let's take it out to the West Coast.
At? We're laughing.
Big Brother C-No, you on the line with the street?
What's good? Streets is talking.
Streets is talking. Man, where you been? I know you're traveling, man. Man, me and you
all over
the street,
place.
Man, what's up, man?
Man, I've been over Monte Carlo. Just got back from my little sister's wedding. It's chilling, man. But I have been watching what's been going on, though, fellas.
That's what's up, man. Congratulations to your sister getting married. You know what I'm saying? I hope it's a very long-lasting marriage. You know what I mean. Much love from the streets. And, yo, first things first, L Boogie brought it up. We've been talking about boxing, NCAA, Johnny Money, and also the NFL. Let's talk about the Money team and what your thoughts were about the fight, because I know you watched it. What was your impressions of the fight?
Hey, man. Mayweather mopped that boy all around the ring. That's all I'm going to say. Mop that boy all around the ring. And why all the callers, especially MIA, over there hating on Money Mayweather? Man, that's sad. And it's a shame on them that they paid for the fight. Everybody knows you're supposed to go to somebody's house on Money Mayweather. He ain't knocked nobody out in a decade. What the hell? You already know. Bring your potluck gifts and some beer and go ahead and watch the fight and chill on out.
You know? Now, let me ask you. You know, even though it was a decision, it was a majority decision because we had one of the judges have the fight scored as a tie, 114-114. What was your thoughts about that?
Oh, well, everybody knows C.J. Ross is a relative of Paula Deen's, and every time she judges a brother fight, it's going to be some controversy on that. That's just how it goes. That's just how it goes. She tried to do the little love by giving it to Timothy Bradley, then she tried to take it away and give it to Canelo this time. She's just a flip-flopper. That's it. Ain't no big thing. Ain't that we had used to before, fellas. We didn't see that all the time in boxing.
So this is not the first time she done pulled this move.
Nah, you know, she do that. It still get paid. She ain't even thinking about nobody today.
Now let me ask you. It's up there in the air. Who should the Money Team schedule to fight next? Should it be Timothy
Bradley?
Should it be Pacquiao? Who you think it should be?
I mean, the most intriguing fight out there would probably be Godson, you know, Andre Ward, because, you know, he undefeated.
Right.
But he a big man. He had 160. He had to come down a lot. But, you know, that's going to be the most really, like, intriguing boxing fight. Because everybody else, Floyd is going to put hands on, and it's going to be $60 more down the drain. But, you know, Andre Ward got a good chance, a good chin, you know, same category up there with Floyd. So I think that's going to be the fight to watch, in my opinion.
Right. Yeah, you're right. Andre Ward has to come down and wait. I don't know if Floyd's still thinking about trying to move up in weight, trying to do what Roy Jones Jr. did. But I think he should just stay right there at that 150 because it's easy for him to make 150 than anything else. But, you know,
exactly.
Andre Ward would have to come down. And I don't think that Andre Ward would actually do that. I think he would because he's comfortable at his weight.
For $25 million, he might go ahead and drop 10 pounds. You don't know about that, you know, that money-making
yeah,
nigga
you
lose
never
some
know.
Weight.
You never know about that, you know. And that would be accessible. That would be accessible like a Timothy Bradley. I would take an Andre Ward next just as well. You know, it's just intriguing to see how Floyd and the Money Team are going to go about picking their next opponent because, you know, we kind of be in the dust until we find out, oh, he fighting this dude. You know, I hope I don't have to do as much research on the next opponent that I had to do on Canelo, you know. So I'm just hoping he picks somebody that, you know, like MIA said, somebody that can challenge him just a little bit, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but Florida is just too smart of a businessman and talented, man. He thinking about the long run. Every fighter you guys can talk about, from Muhammad Ali to Sugar Ray, all those guys is slow now, man, because, you know, they get in there and they pound and everything. Florida is two-piecing, getting his money, picking his fights, a straight businessman, great ethics. You can hate on it all you want, but at the end of the day, in 20 years, Floyd going to keep talking the same way he's talking now. It ain't going to be no stumbling, bumbling, concussions. He going to be good to go. It ain't going to happen. So, you know, MIA, he just going to have to sit there and watch LeBron win a couple more trophies because Floyd's just going to be dusting people off the wall.
You're right about that. You're right about that. Hey,
until they trade him to the Lakers.
Johnny Money, were you impressed with Johnny Manziel? Or were you impressed with Roll Tide more?
You know, I knew Roll Tide was going to Roll Tide. You know, I didn't know Johnny was going to throw 500. I mean, putting up that 500 piece is pretty impressive. But, you know, he's cool. He ain't nothing, like, impressive. He didn't win the game. He didn't make me go, wow. You know, he did a couple of little moves and stuff. But he sucks. And hopefully, you know, next year, when the Browns go 0-16, they can draft him. And then El Boogie can talk about him as much as he likes.
Listen to this. I have some Browns fans on the line.
Yeah.
And if they draft Johnny Manziel to play quarterback instead of being a couch fan, you better just not be a fan. Because right now, you know, the Browns fans, they love the Browns, but they, you know how you got a romance, you know, you get a relationship, you got they sleep on the couch right now. They got the Browns on the couch right now. But if they pick Johnny Manziel, they going to kick the Browns out the house.
Hey, man, he's a perfect fit for y'all, man. Johnny Football, right there in Cleveland.
Listen, he's 5'10", and he'll get ate up in Cleveland. Trust me, he doesn't fit. Unless he's going to be receiver, he'll be a Wes Welker.
That's it, a Wes Walker, huh?
Man.
So disrespectful. Boy, you boys go hard on Johnny Money.
He's whack. Overrated.
Now, let me ask you this. Let me ask you this, C-Note. I know that you. I know you've been following your squad. Now that your team has a quarterback that's mobile and pretty accurate, what do you think Oakland and Terrell Pryor can do?
Man, we can go about 8-8. Shit,
that's what we can great. Do, and that's great for the Raiders.
Man, that's about all we can do this year, man. Hopefully, you know, young man gets himself together. We get our defense set right. You know, maybe next year we might be able to do a little bit more. But, yeah, he's still a rookie. And no matter how long he's been in there, you can tell by some of his actions and throws, he's still a rookie. We don't got enough to take us, you know, into the playoffs, especially in our division. So, you know, if we go 8-8, that's a win for us.
Right. Let me ask you this: which 0-2 team, right now in the NFL, you think could make a turn for the better?
None of them. That's why they 0-2. It's going hard in the NFL this year, homie. You mess around and sleep if you want to. It ain't going to happen. Everybody up studying, working hard, doing those steroids while they're still legal. Hell nah. They go, you 0-2, I'm sorry for you. That's just it.
That's what
it's
it is.
HGH and all Gatorade bottles out there. I'm seeing people get hit like, damn.
Yeah. A.K.A. Brandon Merriweather, he out there throwing his body on the line.
Concussion
himself.
He knocked
people out, and he knocked himself out. So you know how that goes. Yeah.
Tell you,
but,
boy.
Man, you know, man, it's the streets, man. The asylum is still hot, man. We got a couple more callers to get to before we get out of here, man. You know, we appreciate the love. And, you
the
know,
show,
keep hanging on, man, and check out the show, man. Much love to you, Pippen. Welcome back home.
All right, for sure, man. Go Lakers.
He had to say that, didn't he? Damn, that boy.
You know, C got to put that in there, man. He love that, you know, that Laker purple and gold, man. He's so West Coast. That's why he always on the street.
We've been gone so long, we ain't had a chance to talk to him about L.O. He might know how to solve L.O. problems. Hey, but you know what we're going to do, man? We're going to skip coast. We're going to go from the way West Coast back to the C-Town in the Midwest. You know, we got we got Big D-Mac on the line, but we got Young D-Mac on the line, too. So we're going to probably get doubled up on them. But, yo, Big Brother D-Mac, what's the deal, baby?
What's up, baby? How y'all doing, man?
Oh man, we appreciate you holding the line, man. I know it's been a minute, but you know, man, appreciate you holding on, man.
Hey, I don't have no problem, man. Y'all family, man. Hey, me and Lil D and Taco Bell, man. We about to order some food, man. We about to send something down to Arizona to y'all.
Hey, how are you?
Oh man, I think that Nacho Supreme.
You're Nacho Supreme. I'm about to send the Nacho Supreme to y'all, man. What's up, fella?
No doubt, no doubt.
D Mac, now you know it was a hot week. You know it was a hot weekend, man. And we've been talking about the Mayweather fight and Johnny Money.
Man,
you know,
the show been hot tonight, baby. Oh, hey, Kevin. Hey, wait, hold up, 1 minute, y'all. Let me get the steak. Burrito Supreme.
You gotta get that order right, L.
We really
you know
in the streets,
girl. I want extra sour cream on my stuff.
Yeah, extra sour cream on that?
Extra sour cream on it.
Okay,
you
I'm ready. I'm back.
Nigga ordering this food through Taco Bell.
What? So what's your synopsis about the money team?
Hey, TMT, baby. Hey, I want to talk about shit else tonight, but the money team. Floyd Mayweather is the man. All these cats y'all had on here talking about this and that, and Muhammad Ali, and this and that. Come on, man. Look, right now, in my time, my ear, just like y'all. Actually, how much is it?
How much was it, man?
He didn't stop when in the middle of the sentence.
All right, wait a minute. I gotta pay the lady, Boo Meeks. I gotta pay the lady. Okay, so look, check this out. Everybody talking about Mike Tyson. Everybody talking about Muhammad Ali. Hey, tell me,
tell her to give us a mild sauce, too.
Excuse me, we have a lot of mild sauce, please.
Everybody talking about Muhammad Ali and Sugar Ray Leonard and this and that. Man, that boy, Floyd Mayweather, has fought everybody that they asked him to fight. If it was Cotto, if it was whoever it was, he fought him. The ring people said that this person was the best fighter there was, so he fought him. You know what I'm saying? Everybody
exactly.
Up here talking about this and talking about that, no. And look, Roy Jones, the reason Roy Jones' career ended, yeah, make a left. The reason Roy Jones' career ended because Roy Jones fought too long. Floyd not going to fight too long. And at the end of the day, that dude do three workouts. He's probably running right now while we're talking. You know what I'm saying? L Boogie T-Roy, I know y'all can kite that dude any day. Hit him up. He in the gym right now. You know what I'm saying? That dude, Canelo, was not ready for the prime time. And right now, everybody keep talking about Manny Pacquiao. No. He was knocking the hell out. Everybody keep talking about Danny Garcia. He won't make it past the third round. Floyd Mayweather is the best fighter there is.
Ever. Pound for pound you've ever saw.
Hey, he is the GOAT. The greatest of all time. Hey, I'm about to get off the mic, y'all. I love y'all. I'm about to let y'all talk to Junior, man. Get on the mic, man.
No doubt. I got a bone to pick with him.
Yeah.
How you doing, sir?
I'm doing good. How y'all feeling?
All right. Listen, now you in the asylum. Now let me ask you this. I'm not going to backtrack a little bit. I know Geno Smith's your guy, and we'll talk about him. But what's your thoughts on Kaepernick going in Seattle and getting whipped like that? You sick in the backyard in the shed.
That game had me highly upset. I mean, I'm gonna be honest. The offense was terrible. It's only so much that the defense can do when Kaepernick is throwing interception after interception and they're in their red zone every time and scoring and doing it. It's only so much the defense can do. It's only so much. I mean, it was a good game actually going into the fourth quarter. And until they got turned, but I'm gonna give credit to the corner Sherman. He balled last night. He showed up San Francisco head coach. He told him about himself. He came out. He put on. Their defense did good. I will give him that. Anquan Boldin went from like 200 some yards to one catch, and Richard Sherman wasn't even checking him. I will give credit where credit due. Their defense balled out, but no team can win like that with quarterbacks throwing three interceptions. Look at the Giants. Eli Manning threw seven interceptions in 2 weeks. That's terrible. No need to fight about them. That's terrible. That is terrible. No, nobody's gonna win with turnovers like that. No team on any level can win with that many turnovers. It's not happening.
After 2 weeks, what do you feel about Geno Smith? Your guy. That's your man.
One thing I would say, he's doing better with this, what some people thought, but he's still making petty mistakes, rookie mistakes. Some of those interceptions should not have been thrown. I don't. But I will say this: that the play calling help him out. You know what type of quarterback you have. You know you have a young quarterback. It's raining. It's bad weather. Why you got him throwing the ball 40 yards down the field? Why? Why? And y'all in the red zone. Run the ball. You know your offense is not A1 to even put up points like that. So what you do is you run the ball, take your field goal, your defense get on the field, maybe stop them, then come back down. But the play calling could have helped them out too. Coaching matters.
Okay, coaching matters.
He's doing okay, but he got a long way to go. He have a long way to go.
Okay. I'll take that. I'm still 50-50 with Geno because he made rookie mistakes, and he should understand.
True.
And what you implied, yes, some of the play calling was kind of iffy. Now going to something what you really are into, Alabama, Texas A&M. Were you impressed with Alabama, and were you impressed with the quarterback play by Johnny Money Manziel?
what I was impressed with, I was slightly impressed with Alabama's offense. I was, because the week before they didn't do, in my opinion, what they were supposed to do. What I'm not impressed with is their defense. Alabama's been known for that great defense, and teams been putting up points on them lately. They ain't been looking as good as they have in the past. But Johnny Manziel, I like him because he got a good passion for the game. He's not scared of Alabama. Like, I feel like some teams bow down to them just because of their name and what they've done in the past. He came in as a freshman, beat them. He came with the same mentality, not scared of playing. But one thing I will say, he made one mistake that was very bad. The interception in the red zone, that was a dumb mistake, which played a part because they ended up losing by 7. And the interception that got tipped to the house, I mean, that pass got tipped. You can say it was a bad pass, but that pass got tipped, and the white boy wasn't going down for nobody. He had a nose for the end zone. He was going to get it. But I liked him. They didn't give up. He played. The only thing I don't like is if that was a black quarterback and if he was one of us, they would have treated him bad. They would have tore him to pieces. He would have been went down. That's the only thing I don't like with the NCAA. But I do like Johnny Manziel. He balled. They defense didn't show up. Nobody's going to win games like that. You can't win games. Their defense didn't do nothing.
I understand and I feel your passion. But remember, Cam Newton was in turmoil and Johnny Manziel hired the same lawyers. So it was one for the team also.
That's true. That's true. I will say that. We are. That's true.
In recent years. Now, we can talk about some other things. You know, Dez Bryant being disqualified just for having dinner with Deion Sanders. So, I mean, for a whole season. So, I agree with you. And last but not least, let me ask you this. And you're from Cleveland. Give me your synopsis of your Cleveland Browns. What's going on down there? What are the streets saying about the Browns?
We're gonna get off this topic quick. They are envying nothing but garbage. I'm not a fan of the Browns. I don't like them because they do the same thing. They hype it up in the preseason. I don't know why the fans fall for it. And they come in and they do terrible. It starts with the front office. Who are they drafting? We need, and I don't know if they know that they need a receiver. They need some receivers. These kids can't. Greg Little is trash. He is so terrible to me to be that big, and he don't catch nothing. He don't use that body. He's terrible. The only decent person we got is the tight end. And the dude Travis Benjamin is okay. I'll give him that. But overall, they are terrible. They are the Browns are terrible. Nobody's going to win. You put up 6 points. The offense is terrible. No, get me wrong. The defense, I like the defense. I really do. I think they ball, but the offense can't do nothing for them. The offense is terrible. Terrible. Brandon Wheaton is terrible. He's about 30, 38. He's terrible. He sucks. I don't want to talk about the Browns. And I don't like them.
I don't want to talk about the Browns.
That's all I want to talk about.
You feel?
I want to talk about Floyd Mayweather. I'm done with the Browns. I don't like them. That's not one of my teams. Even though I'm from here, I like the defense, but I'm not about to play the dumb role. I'm not about to play the dumb role. But I'm on to my
okay.
man.
So you're a young guy. You're a young guy. You tell me what you think about Money Mayweather. This is a guy that's coming up in your era. You growing up watching.
He's the man. The reason I like him, of course, I love the confidence. I'm all about that. I got confidence myself. I love confidence. But one thing about Floyd that people can't take away from him, he works hard. He works hard. He don't look over no opponent. He don't look past no opponent. He treat them all the same. He don't beat them up. They can't hit him. And he back up what he talk about. He don't look past nobody. And that man worked hard. Hard work beat talent when talent ain't working.
I like that.
He worked, man. I like that. And he had 4 people. And like you said, it's like every boxer is not a long list of them fighting a long list of known boxers. It's not. But he had fought a lot of people, in my opinion.
What do you say about Chavez? He fought 62 people damn near before he had a 3 title fight.
And Canelo is garbage. He haven't fought. Who have he fought? He haven't fought nobody. He got hyped up off that his so called undefeated record, and he came in prime time. He got beat on. He was on talking about he couldn't hit the man. He got beat on. He wasn't ready.
He was up to his weight.
He wasn't ready.
Say that.
I also expected bigger from Canelo. To be honest, I thought he was going to put up more of a fight.
that's why the purse was so had grown enormous, because people thought that Canelo really had a shot. They were pointing the age factor. He was 42-0, and he was a big kid. They really thought he had a chance.
Well, it can be 36, but
I know you
too.
Smell the money.
They hyped him up. 36-year-old boxer. He don't get hit. That man Canelo only landed 22% of his punches. That is terrible. That is terrible. 22% is terrible.
Well,
and CJ Ross, he's going down. He's out of here. He's out of here. I don't know what fight he was watching. She's out of here. I don't know what she was watching. She must was drinking or something. Something's wrong. There's no way that fight was a tie. On nobody's scorecard. Everybody that watched it seen it. I don't know if she got paid. That's all. That's the end of it. She got paid.
Hey, where was Oscar at? And rehab.
And
smoking dead.
We know Oscar's in rehab. You know, he's in rehab. He wasn't at, you know, he couldn't come to the weigh-in. He had to rehab for the cocaine and the alcohol.
What happened to the blueprint, baby? What happened to the blueprint? Where's the blueprint at? It's no blueprint. It's the money Mayweather, baby.
I'm in agreement. I don't understand, you know, why people just keep thinking that. And you know what's so crazy? And I tell people all the time, the intriguing factor about Money Mayweather is that you don't come to see him win. People come to see him lose. And that's what makes you great, like Michael Jordan and LeBron James. Pardon me?
Hey, Boogie, T-Roy quiet tonight. Where T-Roy at?
Hey, I'm over here, brother. You know me. I'm over here, man. My head in the clouds.
Hey, you too quiet back there, man. I need you to say something. Hey,
I've been appreciating everything.
Your Dallas Cowboys let me down, man. Dez Bryant caught everything but the easiest catch. What the hell?
You know, butter in the gloves. He had that butter in his gloves, but it's all good, you know. Hopefully, you know, this ain't a sign of what happened last year. I just been back here getting my head in the clouds, man, appreciating what young D-Mac been talking about. You know, I love when the youngsters get on and know what they talk about. So that's love all the way around, baby.
Okay. And he said he got one more thing he want to say, man, to y'all, man. Hey, look, I'm gone. I'll holler at y'all Friday. I'll be down in Detroit, man. I get on them streets. I love y'all guys. I'm about to let my little man get back on here. I love y'all, and I'll see y'all Saturday, Friday.
Love you too, big dog.
What's up from the streets?
Yo, I don't know if it was mentioned, but I want to get my condolences out. I don't know if y'all talked about it. The FAMU player that got shot by the officers and the Navy base that was shot up. I want to get my condolences much respect to them, man. And we need more respect, man. We need to demand that respect because they're not giving it to us.
Yeah. Yeah, good look on that. Good way to shout it out, y'all, D Mac. You know what I'm saying?
I'm gonna try to make sure I get one of my UGC artists on. Make sure we get them on Friday, cause we need somebody to slay that freestyle Friday for you guys.
You know
You need to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a lot of girlfriends.
Girlfriend, I got you.
Yeah. Already. And remember, man, you come from some DNA where I know you can tell a lot of girlfriends.
I got you.
Man. He dropped the jewel there at the end, bro. We was going to get to that, but why not? While we, you know what I mean, before we call, you know what I'm saying, before we get the OG on. Next commercial, when we come back, we got a couple of more callers, and then we're going to talk about some things that's really, really, really in the streets. We want to thank all our callers for listening in, tuning in. Man, this is for everybody. Get this knowledge. It's sports with a twist of hip-hop and some street talk for real. UGK it is. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a girlfriend. Let's go, Raw.
I'm addicted to living life above the law. How much do it take to live above the law? I call my homie Ralph up, cause his car stopped. Told him bump a new car, come grab the car lot. That way you can have convertibles and a hard top. Open up a few doors since we had a hard knock. Life, life, open up. The restaurant selects, they open up. Start a franchise, so my dog could quit wearing the fofo up on his waist like it's his pants size. Until my OG locked up, bumping ready or not. Who was just trying to do it big but wasn't ready to die. Cop a first class wherever he like, with hoes already inside. Now he can rest in peace while he alive.
Wishing I could wrap my whole life up in 24 karats of gold. Lately I've been dreaming about diamonds and pearls. Yeah, diamonds and pearls. And enough money I could rule the world.
Even in the photo, thinking about the ex-girl I hold though. Like, would we have won it all, or would I have lost it all? Like Ocho, the things I think about the most are things I never know though. Like, why don't schools teach more mathematics, less trigonometry and more about taxes? They at the chalkboard teaching us ass backwards. How about preparing us for life instead of lab ratters? With a mansion that's about five floors. No more sleeping on the couches cause we got five more. With the fam that reminded me what I'm alive for. And at the same time remind me what I died for. A world where you wouldn't need sleep. That way we could catch up instead of chase dreams. And finally get the speedboat my dad always wanted. That's why I feel it coming.
Wishing I could wrap my whole life up in 24 karats of gold. Lately I've been dreaming about diamonds and pearls. Yeah, diamonds and pearls. And enough money I could rule the world.
Rule the world.
Yeah, if I rule the world. If I got me thinking, man, if I rule the world.
It's a dream, well that's how I feel. Sometimes I gotta pinch a fat ass to see if it's real. I specifically remember, no heat in the winter. Now I supply heat for the winter. Then I skate to the beach for the winter. When it come to chips, boy, a nigga get a grip. No cleats, I'm a winner. Show love to the hoes and the freaks. I remember hit the club and raise hell all week for the sinners. Meet a young dentist, the menace to society. Check my sobriety, fuck hoes and varieties. Shame that these things is the reason you admire me. But I'm getting dope, man, these flows gon' retire me. Splurging all crazy, switching lanes in the rain, swerving all crazy. Style on the dial, I've been serving y'all lately. Cheddar on Federer, ball till I fall, et cetera, et cetera.
I could wrap my whole life up in 24 karats of gold. Lately I've been dreaming about diamonds and pearls. Yeah, diamonds and pearls. And enough money I could rule the world.
Ooh, if I had enough money. That's for you. Boy, baby, brother, we dedicating the show to you tonight, man. Man. The Streets is Talking Sports Talk Show with a twist of hip hop. T. Row, Jewel, the G. I'm your wholesale boogie. Man, shout out to Finesse, man, for the intro. To all our callers who called in, everybody listening on their laptop or on the phone, we appreciate you. If you want to get at us, at LBoogie15 on the tweet side. Man, call the show. Get in the room. Get in the asylum. Shout out to, you know, Colorado, they just had a flood as well. Man. Bro, shout out to those people over there in D.C., man. Washington, man. By the naval base, man.
Yeah, that was some crazy news to wake up to this morning, you know. Getting ready for work and have that breaking news come on, man, about all that shooting going on. And you know, it when I first heard about the news, it wasn't, you know, it had just started, and then, you know, you just kept getting more and more information about what was going on, especially on a naval base. You know, it's just crazy, man, of what's going on. And then the flooding in Colorado is just another one that's just, you know, man, you got to be prepared for whatever, man, because, you know, it floods like that in Texas, so that's not the first time I've never seen a flood like that. You know what I mean? It's just sad that it takes over a whole little city. You know what I mean? So it's you know, all the prayers and all the shout outs go to those in those states that are being affected by some drastic
stuff that's going on right now, and you know, hope and pray that everything gets better for those.
It's ugly, but all we gotta do, man, is keep our ear to the street and try to, you know, do what we can do for the world. You know what it do. It's
already
frenzy. We coming back to you Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 347-855-8896, blogtalkradio.com, category sports, search box, the streets is talking. Bro, any last shout-outs before we get out of here, man?
Man, I want to give a shout-out to all the callers, man, that called in and had something to do with the show tonight. You know, for all the callers that didn't get a chance to get into the side tonight, check us out on Friday, man. You know it's going to be super hot. Still got big weekend. It's a big UFC fight coming up, you know what I mean? And, you know, big shouts out to ULG. I want to say big shouts out to you, L Boogie. And, you know, to the fam, I want to say big shouts out to my nephew, Steph. You know what I'm saying? Nephew Steph, that used to be on the tables, but he ain't here today. So he'll be, you know, he'll be around. But DJ Steph, you know what it is. Producer Steph, much love to you, baby. Hey, old Boogie, I want to ask you one more thing before I get out of here, man. You know, Thursday, Andy Reid goes back to Philadelphia with his Kansas City Chiefs. Who you got?
Great game. And I'm going with the Chiefs. Reason being, their defense is a little better. We'll see. Because two things, bro. It's the NFL. We don't know how fast that's going to, you know, continue. Ask Rick Pitino when he tried to come with that style in the NBA. Kind of like similarities. Not saying it's a bad thing, but you got to give your defense a chance to rest just a little bit because other teams not running fast pace. They might be just trying to run. You know, they running the rock.
Right.
So you got to, you know, take the good with the bad with that kind of a thing. I really want to go with the home team, but their defense, Philadelphia defense, just looks not that good.
Right.
So, I'm going to go with the Chiefs. They have, you know, a couple guys who are coming to their own, pro bowlers, veterans. They look pretty good. So they have to take their thing on the road. I'm pretty sure people want to see what Alex Smith can do on the road. And trust me, Andy Reid wants this one. They can say what they want. Michael Vick wants it, and Andy Reid wants it. Trust me, very intriguing. But I'm gonna go with Alex Smith. We're gonna see how good he is this week on
right.
the road in Philly.
That's what it is. That's what it is. Well, you know what it is, man. Great show, brother. You know, much love to you, and I check you out on the other side on Friday. Freestyle Friday, that is.
One more, man. Couple more shout outs to everybody that be up at the good, man. Julio, Earl Boy, man, I see you guys, man. I see you in the streets, no doubt. Everybody up in VA, down in Virginia, I see you. Vegas, Oakland, yeah, all my peoples. 93rd. Bro, send us out with some Madness Monday music. The streets is talking. And when we talking, we like give hush. Everybody listening. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a girlfriend. Oh, way to send us out. Slick Rick, it's always a story when you're dealing with us. We'll see you Friday in the asylum.
All right.
Let's get back in the cell, Ro. Let's go.
Y'all tucked in? Here we go. Once upon a time, not long ago, when people wore pajamas and lived life slow, where laws were stern and justice stood, and people were behaving like they ought to good, there lived a little boy who was misled by another little boy, and this is what he said.
in you tonight. We're gonna make some cash, robbing old folks and making the dash. They did the job, money came with ease, but one couldn't stop. It's like he had a disease. He robbed another and another and a sister and a brother. Tried to rob a man who was a DC undercover. The cop grabbed his arm, he started acting erratic. He said, "Keep still, boy, no need for static." Punched him in his belly and he gave him a slap. But little did he know the little boy was strapped. The kid pulled out a gun, he said, "Why'd you hit me?" The barrel set straight for the cop's kidney. The cop got scared, the kid he thought to figure, "I'll do years if I pull this trigger." So he cold dashed and ran around a block. Cop radios into another lady cop. He ran by a tree, there he saw the sister. Shot for the head, he shot back, but he missed her. Looked around good and from expectations, he decided he'd hit for the subway stations. But she was coming and he made a left. He was running top speed till he was out of breath. Knocked an old man down and swore he killed him. Then he made his move to an abandoned building. Ran up the stairs up to the top floor. Opened up a door there, guess who he saw?
Who?
Dave the dope fiend shooting dope. Who don't know the meaning of water nor soap, he said.
"I need bullets, hurry up, run."
The dope fiend brought back a spanking shotgun. He went outside, but there was cops all over. Then he dipped into a car, a stolen Nova. Raced up the block doing 83. Crashed into a tree near university. Escaped alive, though the car was battered. Rat-a-tat tatted and all the cops scattered. Ran out of bullets and he still had static. Grabbed the pregnant lady and pulled out the automatic. Pointed at her head, he said the gun was full of lead. He told the cops, "Back off, for honey here's dead." Deep in his heart, he knew he was wrong. So he let the lady go and he starts to run on. Siren sounded, he seemed astounded. And before long, the little boy got surrounded. He dropped his gun, so went to glory. And this is the way I have to end this story. He was only
17
in a madman's dream. The cop shot the kid, I still hear him scream. This ain't funny, so don't you dare laugh. Just another case about the wrong path. Straight and narrow are your soldiers. Good night. Knock 'em out the box, Rick. Knock 'em out, Rick. The ruler presentation.